All my children, all my children, all my children, all my children. I've renewed my feelings, they're back inside of me. A love for all my children and what it used to be. I see Jesse and our Jenny too on the fire escape in 1982. I'm really feeling all my children I'm seeing, and I'm not hating it. Angie's back with Jesse, and Frankie's come back too. Ruth Martin gets a story with that slimy Gardner goon. Greg Nelson's coming round soon. Just please don't let it be that we'll lose our perfect opal to that evil jerk, Richie. All the good stuff that we love to see, Kendall and Ryan, without Zach and Greenlee. I've renewed my feelings, all my children, you're succeeding, 'cause I'm not hating you. All my children, I renew my feelings for you. The pairings, the storylines, and the core families that we love. I didn't even throw any shoes at the television this week. Not even when Adam and Greenlee made love. All my children, you're coming back. Now the ratings. Well, that's another song intro. Wah, wah. This week on All My Children, it's Jenny Jr.'s birthday, and like her namesake, she brings the folks of Pine Valley together.
Aww!
Erica Kane was smoking hot this week. Get it? Smoking!
Greenlee and Aiden reunite and make love.
Excuse me, Jordan, I just lost my dinner.
And wussy boy Ryan is complaining again.
All this week on the Pine Valley Podcast. Welcome to the Pine Valley Podcast. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I am your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And this is the Pine Valley Podcast for the week ending April 11, 2008. We have a lot to celebrate this week.
We have a lot to celebrate. But before we celebrate, I want to
celebrate one thing. What? Jordan Hudson figured out how to use the Pine Valley Blogspot page.
Yes, I finally learned how to do it
you
all on my own.
You can talk to Jordan Hudson on the Pine Valley Podcast blog.
And now I can respond back. I know how to do it.
If you want to talk to him, go to www.pinevalleypodcast.com and then click on the link to the blog site.
Okay, well, I
go ahead. Now, I got.
I'm gonna do a little Ashley tirade monologue.
People, he has been gearing up for this all night, all day, all week since I talked to him at the beginning of the week. But I asked him to save it for the show. I said, "Don't! I don't want to hear it. Don't." I was like Erica Kane talking to Kendall. I don't want to hear it. Don't.
I'm just gonna say this because I. Well, you know, y'all know that I'm a big soap opera fan. Ever since I was a little baby and I came out of my mama's womb, I was on her lap watching all the soaps.
Soap Cyclopedia Hudson.
Soaps I never watched were the Bill Bell shows and Passions.
The Bill Bell
and
shows.
Bold and the Beautiful and Young and the Restless.
Oh, okay.
And Passions and Sunset Beach. Every other show I watched at some point, you know, for a certain length of time.
Well, but Passions got canceled, so.
Yeah, that's, thank God. That's the reason soaps got dumber is because of Passions. But the two shows that meant the most to me, because I love my Luke and Laura in General Hospital. I love my Mystery on Edge of Night. But
Laura's
the two shows.
Back.
What? No, we gotta talk, girl.
I'm
you didn't tell. No, don't tell me those things.
You gotta listen to the other shows. They say that she's coming back. This time, I think on contract.
Okay. Oh, no. All right, wait. You're ruining my mojo for this.
I'm upset about it. Right.
So my two shows were Another World and All My Children, because both of those shows unlike a lot of the other soaps, they really dealt with characters and family and relationships, and they were very well written. My heart still aches for Another World, but All My Children, you know, has been like family. My love. And for the first time in like their history, those last 2 years with Megan McTavish, I could not watch. I could not stomach what I was seeing, and I was disgusted.
Keep going. Now, you can do it. You can
now,
do it, Jordan.
It's the show is coming back. Mm-hmm. It's feeling like its old self. I mean, I'm watching every day. I'm crying. I'm laughing. I'm feeling it. I'm loving what these writers are doing. And then I hear this nasty rumor.
And how does that make you feel, Jordan?
I'm going to tell you how I feel because, you know, I'm going to get to that. Many years ago, when they decided they were going to bring back the character of Opal Gardner, I was like, can't do it. Because as far as I was concerned, there was only one Opal, and that was Miss Dorothy Lyman. Because who could forget when Opal was running for mayor and her slogan was, if you want a fair deal partner, then you'll vote for Opal Gardner. I mean, Dorothy Lyman was hysterical. And
I love me some Dorothy Lyman.
I was like, there, you know, and then lo and behold, I read in the article and I said, wait a minute, they're bringing that crazy Ursula from One Life to Live to play Opal. And that was Miss Jill Larson. And the very first day, I realized that a lot of time had passed. And I realized how much the character Opal was needed mm-hmm. on the show. And the void that she filled. And she had been, since then, doing such a bang-up job. And now she's not even on contract. And now there's this rumor that
she's
they're going to kill
people.
Her off. And I'm sorry, but that is like, yet again, killing one of the characters that's kind of the heart of the show. It's like killing Dixie all over again for us. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that this is a horrible rumor. And I'm ready to cry. I think you guys should really write in and let them know before they do something stupid. Because I don't see any redeeming purpose storyline-wise why they need to do this. There's no reason to kill Opal off. There's no good that's going to come of it. There's no way. You know, it's one thing when, like, BJ died on General Hospital and her heart went to Maxie. That was a great, riveting story. There's nothing that's going to come out of us losing Opal. Except All My Children losing yet another veteran on the show. Mm-hmm. And when you told me about it, I was just disgusted.
Okay, but let me give you a little background. We've been hearing a lot of chatter on the blogs, on a couple of the podcasts that I listen to. And I'll give them a shout out, daytimeconfidential.com. I don't really watch the other shows, so I kind of try to listen to Daytime Confidential. They have a podcast every week, and they talk about all the different shows. And so I try to listen just to hear a little bit about what's going on. And they had one podcast called Angry, Angry, Angry ABC, something like that. Maybe a week or two ago, and they talked about a lot of the rumors flying at All My Children people about people reportedly leaving the show or getting killed off and all that stuff. And apparently the rumor has it, and it's gaining ground that during the May sweeps that they are going to kill off Opal. And so, you know, I don't know what to make of it. I mean, it just happens to be, as someone noted, actually on Superposter's blog on www.myspace.com/superposteroftheyear, someone noted that they're bringing back Lawrence Lau, who, as we all know, people played Greg.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Nelson, that's right. Greg Nelson, who was married to the beautiful Jenny Gardner Nelson, who is the daughter of Opal. So I'm wondering if that particular return is going to coincide with Lawrence Lau's return as Greg Nelson.
And I'm happy that they're bringing him back.
But not at the expense.
I when you told me that, I assumed that he was coming back to see Jesse, which I think would have been great, you know.
Right.
But if they're doing this to kill Opal, I'm really upset about it. That's all I'm going to say.
People, I'm going to tell you right now. I thought Jordan was going to come on screaming, ranting, and raving, but he's truly hurt.
No, he looks like he's going to cry.
I could see you it in
actually,
his face.
You actually helped me though, because I was going to do one of your little rants and be like screaming into the mic, but you calmed me down a little bit by joking and making and breaking into you and calming down. And I'm just really emotional because I don't see the point. Do you see a point to killing Opal?
Listen, I agree with you totally. I think it's always disrespectful.
I don't understand. Myrtle and Palmer are practically on their way out in real life. I mean, they're getting old. I mean, you know, we're losing that heritage of the show, and I just don't understand why you would want to kill Oprah. I mean, she's not even on contract. Well, Jesus.
It makes no sense, number one, because as Jordan says, she's not on contract, which means they pay her by the episode. She doesn't get, she don't work, she don't get paid.
Right. I mean,
she gets paid a recurring paycheck, which is maybe like $1,000 an episode or something, right?
Yeah. I mean, and then the thing that kills me is like they can't even have Marion Colby on for an episode.
Yes. Oh, seriously.
I mean, we'll say that because
I mean,
you mentioned her, but you can't. And I know Jennifer Bassey's here in New York because she works
absolutely.
On. She was on 30 Rock last year, and in an episode, yeah, she had. It was just like, you know, like, you know, it wasn't like she had like a major part, but
right.
And she was in a movie that they filmed here, 27 Brides, which what's her name was in that too. I don't know, Alexa Havens.
Was she?
Yeah, she had a good little part. She played the bride at the end.
That's right.
And her and Jennifer Bassey were in it, so it's like, you know, why? Is it going to kill you that much, All My Children, to, like, bring these people on for, like, an episode? Are you guys that broke?
Yeah.
I'm just really upset because, you know, I'm getting really happy about All My Children, right. You know? I mean, and this week was such a beautiful week on All My Children.
Yep.
You know?
Yep. We're going to talk
really
about
was. It. It really was. And then to find out this, it just I feel like it's Dixie and those damn pancakes all over
again. But
that's
what I'm saying. It's like, didn't they learn their lesson? Like, there's just disrespect after disrespect after disrespect. I don't understand where the lessons aren't being learned here. They don't learn. It's like, what are you thinking?
Don't kill Opal.
It's ridiculous. I don't know if we have any, like, power to stop it at this point.
Write in, email
yeah, but it's
in.
April, you know that they're shooting May.
I don't care.
Now.
Let them figure something out. They made a mistake with somebody else's body.
A lot of weird things going on with My Children. Like the other rumor, and I'll say it. I might as well say it for now.
What?
The other rumor is that they're recasting Haley with Beth Ehlers.
Okay, yeah, I read that when you posted that on the. And let me tell you something.
She's going to be with the new Jake Martin, who she used to be with.
On Guiding Light. And you know what?
Ricky
and
Paul Golden.
And all I will say is the General Hospital did something similar when they reunited Patch and Kayla from Days of Our Lives on their show. And you know what? There was no chemistry. Okay? No chemistry. It's a different show, different characters. Now, I'm not going to lie and say that I'm a big Ricky Paul Golden fan because I'm not. But I do think Ricky Paul Golden is a good actor. And I do see why people like him. And I think it's fine that he's coming on to play Jake. I think, you know, because I loved Michael Lowry, the first adult Jake.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, the model, not too keen
on him. Yeah, because, wait, Michael Lowry was the first adult Jake. And then the second adult Jake got younger.
What, J. Eddie Peck?
Yes.
No, I think he was older than Michael Lowry.
You sure about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we got to go IMDb. But now, Beth Ehlers, I know that she has a lot of fans out there. But I got to tell you, I think she is one of the most overrated actresses on daytime TV, second only to Erica Slezak. And I know a lot of people are gonna hate me for that, but I'm sorry, I cannot stand Erica Slezak.
Wow.
As far as I'm concerned, the diva on One Night to Live is the Miss Glorious Robin Straza.
That is sacrilege.
So I know there's a lot of Erica Slezak fans. I just she does nothing for me. I don't feel her, I don't believe her, and I feel the same way about Beth Ehlers. And I'll be honest with you, I would rather they bring Martha Byrne on as Haley.
Who is Martha Byrne?
Martha Byrne started on the show as a kid, and she grew up in the role of Lily. She left once, and they had another girl play Lily for a couple of months, and then she came back. She's basically been the character of Lily for like almost 25 years or something like that. And they just let her go in the most disrespectful way.
Mm.
Because it's not just All My Children. All the soaps are doing it.
Right.
They have to cut corners. They cannot afford to pay these veterans the kind of money that they're used to. And something has to give.
Right.
But she was let go in such a disrespectful way. And she's a very talented actress. And I'd rather see her playing Haley. I'd rather have Haley come on as a redhead than to have Beth Ehlers. Because I don't care.
Haley used to have black hair. So
yeah, there you go. But as far as I go, you mentioned the age. Somebody was talking about the age difference between Beth Ehlers and Kelly Ripper.
Wasn't me.
It was on the podcast.
Yes.
I don't care what IMDb says. What matters is what they look like. And I'm sorry, Beth Ehlers looks ancient compared to Kelly Ripa.
Oh, my
It's that
God.
Simple. And if you don't believe me, watch the new Guiding Light. Because the way they're shooting Guiding Light now, you can't hide anything.
You know who I feel that way about?
Who?
Brooke
on American Idol.
She looks like she's 42 years old.
You know, and I love me some Brooke.
I do too, but
she
looks
does,
old.
She looks old for her age. She's what, 23 or 24?
She looks like my Aunt Peggy.
Your Aunt Peggy.
She really does. I have a white Aunt Peggy. My white Aunt Peggy is 50-something.
Uh-huh.
They look identical.
No, I gotta tell you, I love Brooke.
I'm not harshing on Brooke people, but she looks old.
She does look old for her age.
She really does.
She really does. Right, I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I thought it was just me.
No. Because this time, every time the camera, I see her, I'm like, don't they have an age limit for this show?
It's like
35.
And the camera captures her, and I'm like.
And she looks a little old. I don't know. That poor girl. She's been a nervous wreck, too, on that show. Ever since she was in the bottom three. Was she in the bottom three last night? On Thursday night?
Oh, she wasn't? No. It was a surprising bottom three.
Who was the bottom three?
It was the Australian.
Yes.
It was Saisha Mercado.
Of course.
And who was and the Irish girl.
Carly was in the bottom three again.
Again, yeah.
She is so that good, but she is not finding her song.
It's David Archuleta all the way. He's going to take it.
I love that. Kim brings tears to my
eyeballs. It's going to be between Archuleta and David Cook.
Yeah. I was going to say the two Davids.
I can't see it going any other way. Yeah, I have to say.
But this is not the America Idol podcast. This is the All My Children podcast.
I know, we digress.
And so we digress. We're going to talk first about Angie and Jesse leading into our beautiful baby Jenny's birthday.
You go ahead.
A week of hijinks for our couple.
I loved it.
You love the hijinks.
I
didn't mind them.
Cute. I thought that episode where they were trying to like get a second honeymoon and everything's kept going wrong. I thought that was so cute and adorable and romantic and funny.
They go to the Valley Inn.
It was some place where they went to when they were younger.
But it was all shishi now.
Yeah, it was all shishi now.
Oh, that's right.
It was where they went when they were younger.
All right. So they go. She throws him on the bed. He hits his head in some cake or something.
No, like chocolate. Like
fudge the chocolate. Put, yeah, you know, yeah, the bed.
Chocolate overhead.
So he thinks he's bleeding, but he ain't.
I know.
So he has to take a whole shower.
Well, because she was like, you are not getting chocolate over my white outfit. I love you. You've been gone for 25 years, but it don't make no difference. You're not getting no chocolate on my dress.
So Angie waits, okay? I just need to mention some of these things. Angie waits, and then he comes out with his towel, like pretending like he's like, you know, tailing off. And I gotta ask you a question, Jordan Hudson.
What?
I swear, I rewound my DVR about 22 times, and she said to him, "Get over here before I rape you."
I did not hear that.
She definitely did. I rewound. She said, "Get over here before I rape you."
I still got time on SoapNet. I'm gonna watch it this weekend.
Absolutely said that, people.
Well, you know what you do when you're not sure what they say? You could, at least on my TV, you put it on mute, and then the words come down.
We gotta do that. We gotta check it out. I forgot about that.
I do that all the time because so many times
because of Aiden.
Yeah, but you know what? Even
you
the
need
captions,
the interpretator for
even
Aiden.
Even the captions can't understand Aiden.
It's true. They're like, oh,
it's like I put on captions.
It's gobbledygook.
Like,
all right. So then the candles, as they're trying to make love,
caught up the curtain.
Can't catch up with smoke, and he runs to put it out. But we saw his boxers. He was supposed to be naked, but I saw his boxers.
I got to relook at it because I didn't see boxers.
He kind of looked naked. No, I rewound
especially
that
when
one
she
eight
pulled
times.
Off the towel off of him.
Yes, but they were hiding it with the bottom of the foot.
I don't know when he pulled that towel off. It looked like he was buck naked.
No, when he runs around, you'll see his black.
Did you know who used to do his scenes naked?
Did he?
No. Tony Geary, who plays Luke on General Hospital.
In
his younger years with him and Laura, I read in an interview and then he did a magazine. He said that when they do the scenes, he's naked.
I love that.
Woo!
That's sexy. All right, so then.
Curtains went up in smoke. A lot of stuff went up in smoke on All My Children.
With his naked thing hanging out. Yeah, that's true. With his naked thing supposedly hanging out, even though we know he was wearing boxers. And apparently there's like a wedding reception and they're all like waved to him hi.
I know. And then him and Angie are waving back. And then he realizes he's in his birthday suit.
You would think that they would have set off the smoke detectors or the smoke alarms and the water things. Sprinklers.
They put that fire out really fast.
Well, I think they're going to have a pretty hefty bill when they leave that hotel for repairs, you know what I'm saying?
But then the alarm went off. Somebody has set the clock alarm, and that was like the final straw. They both like, do you want to get out of here? Let's get out of here.
Well, they leave, and then they go, and then Tad and Crystal have thrown them a party at home.
Yeah, they go
at Josh's apartment.
They go back. they go back to their home, thinking that they're gonna get their groove on. And of course, the door's a little bit
and you're
open.
Like, mom, chicka mow mow.
The door's a little bit open, and Jesse's already like, wait a minute, I know I locked this door. And then he comes walking in and it's like, surprise! And lo and behold, there was a little bit of Pine Valley in the apartment. And it I mean, just nice. A little bit.
Stuart,
but it was nice.
No, Mary and Colby.
Yeah, well, we're going to get on that. It was nice because last week I had mentioned to you that I'm a little bit upset that the writers are not getting more detailed into the whole ramifications of him coming back. So I was really surprised on that episode where all of a sudden they were actually acknowledging Jesse's return.
Right.
I mean, I thought it was great that Joe was there. I thought it was great that Stu was there. Frankie. But you know what? I'm still a little greedy. I don't understand why Marion wasn't there. And I certainly don't understand why Ruth wasn't there.
Of course not.
And, you know, but it was nice that they mentioned them. It was nice that, you know, because this would have been, you know, if this was real, this is what really would have happened.
Yep.
And I love the fact that, like, they mentioned to Jesse that Stuart married Marion Colby, and Jesse's reaction was like, whoa.
That was pretty funny.
I mean, it was really, really a great episode.
There was a brief moment of Colby, which I didn't buy this at all. I know you did. I did not.
What?
Well, she asked Frankie to go outside for a second, and she thanks him for something, and then she grabs him and kisses him.
I loved it.
It felt contrived.
You and
me.
Terry just do not want
Listen,
those two
Terry
together.
Terry and Toronto and I are on the same page, girl. We are
Kobe.
On the same page.
They don't want Colby
page.
And Frankie together.
It don't look right. It don't
hate.
Feel right.
Don't hate.
I ain't hating. I'm talking about age appropriate. You know what I'm saying?
No, I like the
that
two of them together.
That is not age appropriate. And I don't believe it. I don't
As
believe
Kobe
it.
As Colby says, she's old enough for certain things.
I don't believe it. I don't. It feels contrived.
No, I loved it. I thought it was cute and adorable. And they got chemistry. And I liked them together.
I don't feel no chemistry. I don't feel it. Nothing.
Well, you also like Zach, so, and Jackson.
Oh,
so.
I like Jerkson. I like Jerkson because he's entertaining. And I love me some Zach. I do.
Right, we're always going to disagree on it because I love me some Kobe and
Listen,
Frank.
You give me some Zach. You give me some Zach for one night. Oh, my God. I would make sweet love to
Honey,
that man.
I wish I could give you him for 365 days out of the year. Forget about one night.
Carlos would not like that.
Just so I don't have to see him
you,
on the
that
air.
That is some man. And Terry in Toronto, and you I could, agree on that, too, because he ain't no wussy boy. He's a man.
As far as I'm concerned, you could take him and go all misery on him. Lock him up, chain him to the bed, beat
hell
the hell
no.
out of him.
I ain't going no misery on him. I'm going.
You're going down?
I'm doing something.
This is a Mary J. Blige. I'm
going
down.
All right, so listen. So then they all kiss, and I'm bored. And so is Terry in Toronto.
No, and I thought. And his reaction when she kissed him.
I'm
going to
talk about the
it.
Whole Frankie and Colby, this whole podcast. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot more to talk about them too.
So Tad was going off on his memories of Jesse and Jesse and Angie Sinek out at that
I
point.
I love that. That was great. And let me tell you, this is what I really liked. We had an adult scene, adult lovemaking scene between Jesse and Angie that you could actually see that was good. They went back to the cabin. They made love. I loved it.
Oh, so there.
The only thing I thought was a little bit funny, I'm going to say it.
What?
They had a real like R&B music on for them.
Yeah, I really.
It was a little obvious. It was like when the black people make love, they get R&B. When the white people make love, they get what they get. That song Apologies.
Yeah,
that's what they get. The white people get that song Apologies. Apologies.
Well, when Mateo was on and him and Haley were making love, they never played Celia Cruz.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. I didn't like that song. I would have rather they played that Alicia Keys song, which I'm really disappointed that it didn't do well.
Did you see Alicia Keys on American Idol?
No, I fast forward.
Idol gives
she was
back.
On?
Idol gives back.
She was on there?
Yes.
And I heard Mariah Carey was on there, too. I think my DVR didn't
get
the whole thing.
I didn't see no Mariah Carey. No
Somebody
way.
Somebody told me Mariah Carey
no
was
way.
On.
But Alicia Keys had a whole little thing she did in Africa. And let me tell you, perfection, that woman. And if you say one word otherwise, I'm going to knock you out. She is perfection.
Oh, she didn't sing.
No, she talked
I know.
About,
I fast forward that.
Oh, my God. With the little kids in Africa.
I got too much stuff on my DVR.
You're going to go to hell.
You're gonna
get struck down.
I know what's going on there. I feel horrible.
She's so wonderful with those kids. I love her. We need to move on to baby Jenny's birthday. Uncle Jesse goes to see the beautiful, perfect, amazing baby Jenny, who is sitting on her godmother Colby's lap.
Jenny Jr.
Jenny Jr.
Which he nicknames
he
Jenny Jr. affectionately
Jerry Jr.
Jenny Jr.
And he tells her the story of her namesake.
Now, I gotta tell you,
delightful.
I loved it. I thought it was bizarre at first because I'm like, I kept thinking,
no, wait.
No, I'm not gonna say anything bad. I just was waiting for them to show like Jenny being held hostage somewhere, and they needed to go rescue her because there was so much attention paid to Jenny. Like all these flashbacks of seeing Kundalini, I was like, please let her be alive too. Let it be the Tony Barkley kidnapped her and he's been holding her hostages for 20 years.
I know.
But it was so good to see all those scenes, and I loved it. I mean, you know me, I'm a big old time All My Children fan, so I was loving it on Thursday.
Here's what I love. My good friend Maisha just had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, she's all like, she's a little bit postpartum and everything, but she like, she really is so happy with her baby, and her baby's really good. And she said the reason why her little 3-month baby is really good is because she talks to her. Maisha talks to her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She talks to her like she's a grown up.
Mm-hmm.
Like she's like, and like when the little girl like burbles back and stuff, she's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Like she pretends like she's talking back to her, and she's communicating with her daughter. So that's what, yes, exactly. So that's what Jesse was doing. He was talking to baby, and she was looking at him.
Oh,
she was listening to like every word he was saying. Was amazing, people.
I know she had more reactions than Kobe did.
She had more reactions than little A.
Oh. I don't like to talk about little kids.
I'm sorry, you're right. I don't want to harsh on him, but he's a little
I don't
big.
Know. Is he on Ritalin? Is that hard? Besides, I mean, that's horrible.
No,
I should have done that.
No. Little A, he's pensive. That's what we say. Pensive. He's a thoughtful child. He just listens. He absorbs like a sponge.
I don't know. That is like,
come on, he's
that
a boy's good
in
boy.
His own world.
Well, listen, this is what happened. We got some backflash, backstory on Greg and Jenny, Jesse and Jenny, Chris and Angie.
Kobe even got to find out how dirty her mama used
but
to be.
But no reaction from Kobe.
That's what I'm saying.
No interaction.
It was very bizarre. Like,
because Liza pulled some whatever you said.
Yeah, I mean, he brought it up and he mentioned, he goes, no offense to your mama. And she just did this thing like, but it was a very like, I don't know, they should have given Kobe something
when
to say
she
or
told
do.
The story about how Liza gave like, basically what Liza did was Liza digged up that Ray Gardner, Jenny's dad, was a rapist, and Jenny was so mortified because Jenny's an angel, right? She was like an angel on earth, and she was so mortified by her father being a rapist and Greg Nelson, the love of her life, finding out that she thought that he wouldn't want to be with her. Now, of course, he wouldn't care about that, but she didn't know this. So Liza blackmailed her with that news.
Liza did a whole lot of
she
other
did,
stuff.
And she did even worse stuff. And like Jesse tells us to baby Jenny, and Kobe don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. But we did get glimpses. I don't know if you people know this, but Tad was a model.
Yes.
For like a minute. Like Erica Kane helped him out a little
bit.
Yeah,
but he didn't do as good as Jenny.
He didn't do so well because he didn't have the temperament. He was not very disciplined. He just liked getting with all the models and stuff and fooling around and hooking up.
But we got to see Michael Knight looking all like.
He did a commercial with Jenny.
Machismo.
And Jenny said it wrong. She said machismo.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was
hysterical.
So
I was screaming. I was laughing so hard. And Michael Knight was chiseled and skinny, and she was skinny and beautiful. Oh,
she's still beautiful. I watch her on Army Wives. You watch Army Wives?
I don't watch that.
Oh, I love it.
But I wonder, like, if the people watching that don't have the history of the show think of her, like, see those clips and think, oh, she was really beautiful.
No, they're like, my God, what's up with her hair?
Her high waist jeans.
And those,
they're up to her chest.
1983.
Yeah.
I mean, good Lord, look at Marcy Walker.
She was still beautiful.
How horrible looking was Marcy Walker back then?
She was horrible, but Jenny looked beautiful. Jenny was really beautiful.
Oh, Kim Delaney was gorgeous.
Kim
Delaney was beautiful.
And I loved
how good looking was Greg, though.
Oh, Greg was good too.
You know, he was on One Night to Live a few years ago as Sam Rappaport. And I gotta tell you,
I remember.
He looked the same. Because he was on Another World. When he was on Another World, he put on weight.
Oh.
So when I saw him on One Night to Live, not only did he lose the weight, but his body was ripped.
Mm-hmm.
And in his face, he looked just like he did back in 1983. This was just like, I don't know how many years ago he was on, but I'm dying to see what he looks like now.
But how did you like the scene?
I hope he is coming back.
How did you like the scene?
Not for Opal's death.
With Mrs. Gonzalez. And the piñatas.
Yes.
Was that Mr. Gonzalez?
That was Mr. Gonzalez, who also played Maria and Mateo's father later on.
Oh, my
yes.
God, really?
I think he passed away in real life, if I'm not mistaken. Aww. I think so. I think I'm almost sure that I read that. And he played both characters.
I love those scenes. And people, what I love about those scenes, like, What I loved about these scenes so much, and like you don't get these days, like the little details, the hot summer really happened. And they played that hot summer with Greg,
with Jesse and Jenny,
all sweating and, you know, in that little apartment, you know, on that fire escape. And what I loved about it, which you don't see anymore, you see like these fake places that are supposed to be trashy and cheap and stuff. But that was like someone's real home. And it wasn't rich. It wasn't wealthy. It was just an apartment in New York City where they were happy. Didn't matter that it was a dump. They were happy. That was like the best summer of their lives.
That was Jackie Babin, executive producer back then. One of the best executive producers All My Children ever had. All her doing, she was very detail-oriented and wanted realism. They only allowed Kim Delaney to have two pairs of jeans. Yep. She was like, Jenny's on the run. She cannot be changing her wardrobe every day. That's how detail-oriented Jackie Babin was.
Like when you think about Ms. Erica Kane and Ms. Carmen Morales in jail, they be looking better than me. Erica with her turns up collar, her cuffed sleeves.
Well, she explained that. She found a good seamstress.
Listen, that's BS. I don't buy it. Whatever. So all those reminiscings were like were like Thursday's episode.
Yes, it was beautiful.
And then we have one of those episodes where like all these stories converge at the party. Like you have different people at the party and stuff like that, and different things happening.
That was
pretty good. Yep, that was really, really
very
good.
Well written.
Really well done. Really well done. We'll talk about that stuff. We got a couple that I kind of separated it into the different storylines. You know what I'm saying? Who do you want to talk about next?
Ryan and Greenlee.
Ryan and Greenlee standing in the rubble of Ryan's old house, and Greenlee begs him that she can help him, and then they kiss, and I am bored. Greenlee had to stand tippy toes on her Milanos. Greenlee had to stand tippy toes on her in her Manolos to kiss Ryan. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Those are some nice shoes. Damn.
She looked good this week.
She looked beautiful this week. She was like, oh my God, I'm doing it again. I'm trying to fix you. For me, what am I doing? I'm back to this. And this is what I don't understand, people.
Boring. Wah, wah, wah. Woe is me.
These two people are the biggest woe is me selfish people I ever seen in my life.
But see, I like...
Go ahead.
You know why I like it? Because I feel like it's the real Greenlee coming out.
Yes, I agree.
I like that aspect of it, you know?
Why not just kiss? Like, kiss.
I like the fact
that... Have a feel, do a little touchy-touch. It's like...
You know what it is? Because I feel like they've been trying to... I think they've been trying to change her. Do you know the story about the scorpion? And the whatever the scorpion was supposed to, like, take across the water?
No, why don't you tell me, Jordan?
I forgot how it goes. I don't know if it's a frog or something. But it's something that can go in the water... meets a scorpion, and the scorpion's like, can I get on your back and can you take me across the river? And the scorpion's like, the little animal's like, no, I won't do it. And the scorpion's like, no, I won't sting you. That. So to make a long story short, the scorpion goes on his back and they go in the middle of the river. The scorpion stings him. And the little thing's like, you said you wouldn't sting me. And he goes, but it's in my nature. And that's what I feel is happening now with Greenlee. This is just Greenlee. It's in her nature. She's selfish.
He just gave me the chills.
She's just selfish. That was I love that we're seeing her fighting this, like, you know, she's trying to do the right thing and be good. But you know what? She's Greenlee.
But hold on, Jordan.
She's Greenlee.
Hold on, Jordan. That was very astute. That was
I can remember how the story goes. It was a scorpion and a what? I think it was a frog or a fish.
My God, I like
or something.
That story.
But I'm loving this aspect of it. I agree with you. They're boring together because I never thought they had chemistry. But not that they didn't have chemistry, but I just didn't buy their relationship.
Well, there was one thing that wasn't boring, though.
What?
The flashback to the sex scenes. Greenlee's gorgeous, people.
Is Carlos not giving you any lately?
That's a whole nother podcast. You know what I'm saying?
You're really needing this sex on All My Children.
Well, listen, we've been dry for a long time. Let me tell you. A long time. But listen, this is what I'm saying. Ryan, she goes to leave and she decides that she's really in love with Aiden and not Ryan. And so she was so stupid to leave Aiden and blah, 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 which is a bunch of BS. She left Aiden because she still loved Ryan. That's the truth. Ain't no stupid psychology stuff of like, I'm trying to fix Ryan. Oh my God, that's what I'm doing. No, you love him, you stupid. That's what it is. So she leaves and he's like, yeah, go be with Aiden. Aiden. As Laura says, how much I love. Then As she goes to leave, all of a sudden he flashes in his head and he remembers Greenlee, and he remembers making love to her. He remembers kissing her on her back. She wears the sexiest underwear on that show. I wish I knew where she got her underwear from, because then maybe Carlos would actually. What? I didn't say. You did not hear that.
You didn't have to say anything. I know.
You didn't hear that. Woo! Listen, I didn't say nothing. But what I'm saying is, she looked gorgeous, people. So he screams and you think he's going to tell her, but he doesn't. She goes home and she goes back to Adam on the beach with the whole same setup. She got Alfonso as the maitre d'. It's all dumb stuff. She tells him she wants to get married, and he admits that maybe they rushed into it. And basically what happened.
They did rush into it.
Of course they did. He rejects her. And you know, I wasn't really quite sure what happened, because I fell asleep. I woke up with a little spit trickling down my chin because I was just so sleepy. I just got so sleepy watching that scene, those scenes. I don't know what happened. So she goes to see Zach, right? First she talks to Kendall, and then I fell asleep on that too. Wah, what? La 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 la. I fell asleep. I woke up. She was going to see Zach.
She gets around Miss Greenlee this week.
She really does.
She's and making the rounds.
She insists that she wants him, Zach, to help her get the love of her life back. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I hate this.
I know that, because you feel she only has one love of her life.
No, but you know what? I'm going to say something. I'm going to say it again. On Daytime Confidential, all right, they had an interview with Nelson Branco. You know who that is?
Who?
Nelson Branco.
Never heard of him.
He's a writer.
From where?
He is from TV Guide Canada.
Oh, so he okay.
He knows all the soap stuff.
Okay.
Now, he thinks the problem with soaps is that you used to have on every soap, every character, for the most part, the big characters, had one true love. That doesn't happen anymore. They don't have one true love. Like, Jesse had Angie. Greg had Jenny. To me, Greenlee had Leo. Show some respect for the man. I'm telling you right now, she actually really eased into that whole boring relationship with Ryan, I think largely because of Leo and because of all the other stupid idiots she dated. But she never called Ryan the love of her life. Well, she did when she was Sabine. Sabine called Ryan the love of her life. But I don't know. I don't like it. And I'm surprised that Rebecca said it. I'm surprised she didn't have a fight with the writers about that.
Well, I mean, I agree to an extent. I mean, but definitely in the 80s and the 90s, just basically the 80s, it was all about the super couples. But realistically, somebody moves on, and you know Josh Duhamel is not coming back to the show anytime ever, you know?
Of course not. So, he's too famous. He's marrying Fergie, who did a somersault while she was singing with Hart on American Idol, Idol Gives Back. I thought it was disrespectful.
To do a somersault?
Listen, she was up singing with Hart. Now, Hart is a class. These two women are legends, all right? They're legends in the business, but they're a little big now. They're like, they're women. They're grown up. They're big. Here comes Fergie and her.
They're fat.
Don't say that. That's not nice. I was trying to not say that.
They're voluptuous.
Yes. So they real come women out have curves. And they're singing their butts off. And the one is playing the guitar like better than any man. And Fergie comes out in her size 2 leather tights. Leather tights. Looking like a Barbie doll. Perfect. And singing her heart out to the Heart song, and then she does a flip flop, like a front walkover flip while she's singing. She got the mic in her hand, she's still singing. And then she goes up, she tries to sing next to these two big ladies, and I'm like, dang, that's disrespectful, people. You didn't think that was disrespectful?
No, I thought she needs to do that because no matter what she does, Heart sings better than her. I'm not being harsh. I'm not saying that the girl don't have talent.
I'm just saying
when you're up against somebody, it's like Beyonce and Tina Turner. Tina Turner don't have to work. Tina Turner.
That's what I'm saying. Like even Beyonce would not go up to Tina Turner and try to outsing her and try to upstage her.
No, but she
knows better. You don't do that to a legend. I was really surprised at Fergie Ferg. The Duchess was a little disrespectful.
You want to do American Idol podcast listen, too, don't I know. You?
Listen, Hart, if you're talking about royalty, Hart are the queens. She's just a duchess. You know what I'm saying?
That's good.
It's true.
That was a good point.
You don't disrespect the queens. You know what I'm saying? All right, back to who the hell are we talking about? Ryan And Greenlee,
we were talking about Greenlee and Leo. And Leo being the love of her life. And I agree with you.
I'm talking too much about this. Greenlee ends up trying to seduce Aiden.
I gotta tell you, that was the most disgusting thing to
I was gonna. Oh, I feel sick again. Oh.
First of all, was it me? Or I couldn't understand anything he was saying.
Well, she was trying to do film noir, and people, I wanted her to do film noir. I wanted her to be like, so, I'm looking for a man. I'm looking for my man. Can you help me find him? So, like, I wanted her to be like, really like, film noir. She didn't do that.
She knows what that is.
She could do that.
But I don't think she knows what that is.
Yeah, she does.
I don't think she did. I don't think the writers were like, try to do like a 1940s movie. I don't think they told her that.
She should have. She should have said every word without moving her head. You know what I'm saying, darling?
She probably has never watched an old movie in her life.
She should have done that.
You're giving her way too much credit.
I'm going to do a podcast all in that voice. What do you say?
You're so silly.
I'm going to be like,
she's crazy.
Greg is coming back. I can't wait.
Can Jenny be far behind?
Can Jenny help me find Jenny?
How many people can we bring back from the dead on All My Children?
That's right.
Damn it, just at least bring us back Dixie. And not as an angel.
We have a lot of returns, like semi-returns coming up.
I don't like being teased like that.
I know. All right. So then they make love. Like, he basically plays tough love. He says he's not going to give in to her. And she says, I could have played dirty. I could have told. I could have taken my hair down. I could have hiked up my skirt. Meanwhile, she got a perfect body, people. You got to admit, Jordan Hudson.
No, I love Miss Rebecca Bugler.
Perfect. Like, perfect size,
she's
too.
She's very beautiful.
Perfect body. Perfect face. Neck.
She's a little short.
Perfect. Still, but she's a perfect little package.
She's better. I mean, I think Susan Lucci's taller than her.
And I'm just going to... Yeah, seriously. And I think I thought I was going to... I had to wipe the bile from my mouth.
Wait, before they...
I upchucked a little bit.
Before Aiden got to her, though. That's nasty.
A little bit.
Before Aiden got
Thank
to her,
God
though.
I didn't have a very filling meal prior to that.
Oh, it wasn't Mugu Gai Pan?
It wasn't Mugu Gai Pan. Thank God. That would have been a mess.
It wasn't some curry?
Thank God. It was a little soup.
Oh, okay.
It was not so messy.
That's what those alphabets were doing all over your floor. When I came in, I was like, I can smell
Gucci.
My name.
You thought it was Gucci.
Yeah. And tell you something. Before Aiden got there, though, he went to the party. Did you see this? Did you see the scene with him and Tad? And Tad was making fun of his accent.
I love that. I love when Tad does that.
But the thing is, I couldn't understand a word Aiden was saying to Tad.
It's true.
He's like, "Hey, let me just say, Big Greg, we're living over there." And I was like, God bless Michael Knight because he made the scene. Because
honestly,
Aiden was an idiot.
Let's talk about Blandy and get her over with, please, people.
Okay.
He doesn't want to.
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'm going to spit this out. Remember the end of last week you had A-Dumb spilling the beans in front of Blandy about Kendall and him sleeping together? Well, you get, like, evil Blandy, like, what do you mean? What does Aiden mean? What does Aiden mean he felt guilty? What does he mean he felt, you and him felt guilty? I don't understand, Kendall. I think you're hiding something. And she was, like, so attacking. Why was she so attacking to Kendall?
Because Ryan wants Kendall.
So what? You don't got to be a bitty. Why is she going to be such a bitty to everybody? Because life dealt her a hard turn. Grow up. Deal with it. Read Eckhart Tolle, A New Beginning, and learn how to deal with negativity. Learn how to live in the moment, Blandy. You got to live in the now, in the moment. In right now is all you got. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. Now.
No, she's turning into a bitch, and I'm actually loving it. Blandy's getting some balls, and I'm liking it.
She's on her way out, so I don't know why I'm yelling.
It kind of looks that way.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Miss Kendall, she lies a lot, right? Like, she says a lot of lies. She covers up a lot of stuff.
No, not in the last few
but
years.
Here's my but here's my question. Mm-hmm. For someone who really is kind of a little bit devious, a mm-hmm. little conniving, a little bit of a liar, a little fibber, mm-hmm. she's not very good at it, is she?
No, but see, I always felt like, I kind of always felt like, the real devious Kendall was Sarah Michelle Gellar's Kendall.
But I don't mean devious like mean. No, I mean, I know, she's been lying saying, a lot lately. And she is really bad at it for somebody who lies so
because
much.
Because she's now a heroine. I think Alicia's Kendall has always been more of a heroine.
On. It's
yeah.
like this. She's like this. She's like, Aiden is referring to The fact that we felt so bad about
losing
Zach and Greenlee.
She's had two babies.
Aiden didn't mean guilty. He meant bad. Yep, that's it. Bad. Yep, he meant bad.
She lost her touch.
Terrible.
She's had two babies.
Terrible liar.
She's had two babies. She's lost her touch.
Terrible liar. And Blandy goes, I don't believe you, Kendall. Point blank.
You said it so bland.
That's Blandy. That is Blandy.
I love that. It was so bland. I was like,
whoa. Anyway, I just think it was weird. So Blandy, after all this, says she don't care. She sends Aiden home with Kendall, and she basically goes to Livia and has Livia drop divorce papers. Now, did you hear Miss Olivia? Miss mm-hmm. Livia this week?
Yes.
You did.
I was what surprised that Miss Olivia was what there this week. What did she say?
He's putting on chapstick.
I'm waiting for you to tell me what she said.
I'm asking you. What did she say? Do you remember?
I couldn't because I was too busy looking at her hair. What the hell is going on with her hair?
She does that all the time, but that's her hairstyle. I hate it.
It looks like she has ribbons in the sky.
It is horrifying. I don't know what she thinks she looks like. It is horrifying. If someone can explain to me Livia's hair in a way that makes sense to me.
Thomas Tanya Pickens, you best talk to Debbie Morgan and find out who's doing her hair.
Thank you. Miss Debbie Morgan, beautiful, perfect
beautiful,
hair.
Beautiful, perfect hair. Classy, looks good class up, act.
It looks good down.
It looks down everything. No matter what.
It clipped, adorable.
But Those
cornrows, those ribbons, bleach blonde cornrows.
Those ribbons. Not it looks like ribbons. Some of them.
They I think
like
it's bleach cornrows is what it is. I think she took little individual cornrows and bleached them.
You a lawyer of a certain age.
And Miss Tanya Pink is the most brilliant actress on Broadway. That is undeniable. A fact. She be looking like that, leaving the house looking like that.
I was like, and nobody beautiful. Tells her.
I told you, I saw her in person once on the street. I know. She looks like she's 32 years old. She's
voluptuous, though.
Beautiful. No, but she's beautiful, people. But I can't
she's a woman of a certain
it.
Age.
Like, I looked at her, and I was like, that woman is a beautiful... I looked, I said, that's a beautiful woman.
Where I got that line from. No. Do you watch Ugly Betty?
Yes, of course!
Oh, see... Well, there was that episode where they were trying to fit Vanessa Williams into the gown, and Vanessa Williams was like, all right, I can't... Stop. Gotta face facts. I'm a woman of a certain age. And me and my friend
she's
Ellie,
perfect in that show.
I know, I love her in the show, but that line kills me. Because, you know, for some women, not all women, because obviously not Miss Susan Lucci.
You say that about Bobby Eakes, too.
Yes, Bobby Eakes. You know, when women get to a certain age, no matter how much exercise or dieting, they're thick and voluptuous.
But listen, what I'm telling you is when I saw Miss Tanya Pinkins, I was astounded because I thought that woman's a very beautiful woman. And I realized she didn't have the hair. I think it was up or something. I realized it was her, and I was like, oh, my gosh, she's really beautiful.
She is beautiful. I just don't get her hair.
Well, here's my point. My point is, what has Ashley Mendoza II been saying every single episode about Blandy and Ryan and how Blandy treats Ryan?
That Blandy isn't giving him a chance.
That's right. What did Livia say?
She Blandy's says rushing
verbatim.
Oh, you got it written down.
Verbatim. Annie, I just want to say to you, what if Ryan remembers? Don't you worry that he'll feel that you didn't love him enough to fight for him? She's
good.
Right. She is 1,000,000,000,000% right. Then what does Blandy do? She meets him at confusion. She's ready to give him the papers. He reminisces with her. La 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 la. They feel a little connection. La 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 la. She goes and she's going to get rid of the papers and he sees them. And then he says, you know what? I think it's a good idea. She gets pissed off. He talks his way out of it. He asks her to hold off on the divorce. She rips the papers. I don't understand what the hell is going on here. Commentary.
I just love our... Don't you just love our great special sound effects here at My Valley Podcast?
We're hours. It takes us hours
I'm
to
I'm just
find
amazed
them.
That you're like a female Rich Little when you do
saying?
These...
Oh,
you
do stop
these
it.
She's great. Isn't she great? I love when she does the character voices.
Let's talk about dumbass Kendall and Aiden. And Zach. She brings him home. I don't even need to talk about this. She brings him home. Zach comes home. They talk about it. They, you know, she tells him the dumbass thing that he did. And she tells him the excuse that she used, that they just felt guilty about not finding them. And he says, ooh, that's pretty good, Kendall. That's pretty good. Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Zach goes home. Kendall gives him a huge hug. And you know that you think she's going to confess about Aiden and that she don't. And then she does a whole woe is me about how she doesn't deserve Zach. And you just know that this woman is going to push him away. She thinks she's dirt. Deep down, she thinks she's dirt. She's rejecting everything that this man is giving her. She is rejecting, sh**ing up. I have to bleep that. I'll say it like soaps. Spitting on. She's rejecting him. And you know what? It's real and truthful. And it's breaking my heart.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because it's in her nature.
It is.
Oh, you're going to make me cry. That's why Hung Greenlee are best friends.
He's so smart, people.
Because they're both self-destructive. They don't deserve. He's they don't think so they deserve having. Deep down inside, no matter what, Kendall has that issue that she's just not worthy of being loved. She takes after her mother.
Listen, it's perfectly done.
She takes after her mother.
It's perfectly written. It's perfectly done because that is a truthful thing. She's pushing Zach away. He's the best thing that ever happened to her. And that's what women do. We get these good, angelic men and we push them away.
All right, well, I'm not going to go all there because you know I don't like Zach so much. All right,
fine.
I
won't
go
listen, but here's what I love. Tell me if you love this. She went to go see Erica.
Oh, hell yeah.
And this was brilliant.
It was brilliant acting, brilliant writing. Brilliant. I loved it. The two of them have so much chemistry.
Absolutely, without
a doubt. It's just so great to see her calling her mother and like.
Yep.
And
she goes
and
to see her
love.
Mother in jail and she gets it. She tells
Erica.
You're
my one constant.
She tells Erica that she's going to tell Zach about Aiden because she can't bear it anymore. She can't bear the guilt.
But I love when she told Erica, you're my one constant.
I love that.
Because you know what?
What?
That's what Mona was for Erica.
That's right. But it wasn't always that way with Erica and Kendall.
No, I mean, that's why I'm loving this. Amazing. Because, you know, you could only go so many years with the two of them at each other's throats. I was glad when they finally evolve their relationship because now it's definitely like a Mona Erica relationship between
well,
the two of them.
My favorite thing, people, was when Erica looked her daughter in the eye and she said, Kendall, suck it up. You want to unload your guilt on Zach so you can feel better.
And you know what? Any therapist would tell you that. That's the thing.
Absolutely.
That's
selfish.
Really good advice.
Absolutely.
Because it's not about being honest. It's about you want to unload the guilt. You feel guilty because you're the one who cheated. So basically, to ease your pain, you're going to throw the pain on somebody else. You know, there's no saying what they don't know won't hurt them. Now, I'm not like saying that one should be cheating and lying and keeping a hit, but you know, but there was some truth to what Erica had to say.
Absolutely.
I thought it was some well. And to think that, you know, Mona must be looking down in heaven and smiling because she's like, my daughter finally learned something from me all these years of me lecturing her.
Aww.
And she's like, I just think, I'm sorry, I just love this whole Erica Kendall relationship.
I do too. We have to zip through, have to zip through these last two storylines. I want to talk about Erica. Basically, we have the wrap up of Todos Mis Hijos.
And of course, me and her do not agree on it. I loved it. She did it.
Listen, the whole thing resorted to hijinks at the very
end.
And I loved it.
And
he loved it.
I love it.
Basically, someone turns a gun on somebody. Erica's thing starts smoking. They figure out.
You're right. Erica came up with a great idea to make them think that she was doing this so she could get them on her
great
show.
Great idea.
Yes.
Stupid. They were like, they might as well talk like this. Gee, Erica Kane, you think I could be a star?
Well, they are. Boy. They're the Latin version of those people. And I love that. And it was hysterical. And they felt
I'm gonna be a star.
They fell for Erica's thing, hook, line, and sinker. So and Erica was trying to get them like on tape, but the tape was from the Kmart place they were
yes.
at. So it was defective and it
the
started smoking.
Store.
The warehouse store.
A wonderful store.
And it started smoking and then Carmen was trying to signal her. And then it just got even more funnier and campier when they started fighting and to see Miss Susan Lucci
actually shouted at one point, oh snap.
I know.
It was ridiculous.
Oh, but when Carmen went up to him and then kneed him in the balls, that was hysterical. And then to see Miss Susan Lucci become
jump on Louisa
like she's one of those glamazon women wrestlers, I was livid.
Did you hear the Italian accent on Louisa?
I had to watch SoapNet this
you
week
really
because you
do.
Keep hearing things and seeing things I don't
I'm
see or hear.
You.
But
oh well, shucks, golly gee, where's Erica Kane? You got us. You
she
done?
Did not.
You done hoodwinked us? You outsmarted us.
I don't care. I love Louisa Mondo, Erica, and Carmen. It was fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoyed myself. I didn't like the whole Zach coming to the rescue thing, but whatever.
Well, yeah, Zach and Jack go and they watch the tapes and they figure out what Erica's up to because of her gestures. I know that gesture anywhere. That's maybe, Erica.
Maybe Ty.
That's Erica flirting. That's Erica being coy. They've got a plan.
She's nodding her head the way he does.
I'm jerking my head everywhere as I do Jack.
Maybe Ty should get rid of Aiden and hire like Jackson and Zach as his business partner.
Maybe so. Well, anyway, the cops come. Erica and Carmen are saved, but the tapes aren't any good, so Carmen's not off the hook yet, which is good. We don't want Carmen off the hook. We want her on the show.
Right.
So that's good. But it was like Scooby Gang.
I loved it.
Because Zach comes out, as Terry and Toronto pointed out, Zach comes out with a computer that says like Susie Larson on it or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, Susie Larson? Who's Susie Larson?
I would have gotten away for it if it wasn't for you darn kids and that dog.
That's exactly right.
I loved it. I thought it was fabulous.
It was like stolen computer. And isn't Armando on probation? Well, yes, Jack. Armando had a gun. He held a gun on me. On probation with a gun. Hey, on probation with a gun. I think that's enough to get you back to jail.
How are you nodding your head?
I wish I had video. Anyway, so the Scooby Gang got themselves out of the mayhem, which was great. And at the end of the week, you basically have Erica upset because Carmen's not off the hook.
She's trying to convince Carmen not to give up, but then she had that brilliant line where she said that Jackson was one of the most brilliant legal minds of our time, and I laughed.
Yeah, I was eating a little chicken fricassee that day, and that day I got a taste of that in my mouth too.
That was the craziest, stupidest line.
Anyway, all right, I want to talk about JR and Babe because I like them. Ow! 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 What? Ow!
Stop saying that.
I'm sorry, Jordan. I'm sorry. Listen, I can't help it. I can't help it. Ow! Stop! All right. I hate him. Listen, people, I speak the truth here. Nah. Listen, you come to us to hear the truth. We're going to tell you the truth with a capital T-R-O-O-F. Truth. So, here it goes. That's a misspelling, Jordan Hudson, just so you know.
What? What's a misspelling?
I spelled truth for the audience and I made a little joke. I spelled it T-R-O-O-F. Truth.
All right.
He's falling asleep because he's right. The show is gone 8 hours long.
No, I'm listen. Loving it.
All right, listen. JR and Babe. That woman, Cole, the only thing I don't like about Babe, but there's a lot I don't like about Babe. Shame Babe, number one. This is why I like the characters, the story. Because Shame Babe, so I can accept it. Like, she's so not Babe that I can accept it. For some reason, I'm just treating her like a different character. Okay. And I'm accepting it. Whereas with Greenlee, it was too hard because they were trying to write her like Greenlee. And it was just weird. It just never worked for me. So, JR comes to Babe and she cold-hearted rejects him after he was sick. And she tells him, she gives him what for about risking little A's, you know, health and maybe giving him hepatitis. And JR tells her that he's starting to remember who set him up, who, for quote unquote, you know, trying to kill Zach. And he thinks that the only answer is Richie. And of course it's Richie, but Babe, of course, don't believe him. And she sends JR packing. She looks good, I'm telling you right now. You don't think she looks better?
Who?
Amanda Baker.
No.
He's cold, people.
No.
Her body looks better. Her face looks prettier. I'm not even really noticing her fake nose anymore. Her fake inflated lips.
Don't kill Opal. Kill Babe.
Ooh, that's cold.
Let Richie kill Babe, not Opal.
Did you people hear the latest Babe room, Alexa Havens rumor?
What?
Days of Our Lives. NASCAR wife. A NASCAR hoe. Good, right?
No. I don't like Days of Our Lives.
Kind of lame. I got to tell you though, right? Kind of lame. But it's doing better in the ratings than All My Children. All My Children has been in its lowest ratings for the last 2 weeks.
Days of Our Lives.
1.9, people. That is bad. That is slightly better than Guiding Light.
Just stay quiet.
Sad, right? All right, we got 2 minutes. So this is the part of the story I love.
What?
Speaking of.
It's Opal.
Yes. One of the best parts of the week this week for me was Opal reading Richie's cards.
But it's going to get her killed.
It is going to get her killed. There was a moment where she didn't read him the truth of the cards. And he grabbed her arm. And I was nervous for her. Billy Miller is good. You gonna tell me Billy Miller is not good?
Yeah, but if he kills Opal, he's on his way out, girl.
Well, he's already on his way out. He's killed too many people. He's been too bad, you know.
Yeah, they're writing him in a corner.
Yeah, absolutely. Without a doubt. It's too bad. He's a good actor. She, her reading, I bought every word of her reading. Jill Larson as Opal is perfection. I'm gonna tell you what Jill Larson said. She said, "Now, Richie, your big problem." She shows him like all the cards and stuff. There's like 10 cards. "Your big problem is here. This is the devil. Now he's sitting on top of the lovers." There were two lover cards. It was like, you know, a lover, like two lover cards. "He's sitting on top of the lovers and getting in their way. Then there's this death card over here. Now this time, the death is real." Because last time she read his cards and she said that he died and stuff or something, or like fake death or something like that, spiritual death. She says, "This time, the death is real. Now it's been cheated. And death won't be satisfied until it finds you, Richie." She was wearing that big butterfly ring.
How can they even think of killing Opal?
No sense at all. I loved it. And then Babe goes to visit Richie the next day. And she has a bruise on her hip. I rewound my DVR only 17 times for that. I was fascinated. Because they showed her real hip. And she had like little blonde hairs. You know, a little down, little fuzz on her little veins.
Oh, you
and
got
stuff.
That kind of.
I got the high definition, yeah, and I'm watching on high def, so you can see every like pore.
God, imagine what guiding light must look like on
it's
high definition.
True. I was fascinated, but listen, people, she looked good on that episode. She was wearing that blue leather jacket. She looked good. I don't know what you're talking about. She looked so good.
I find her very.
Her eyes. She had under eyeliner that was like dark and smoky.
I feel like she has a very flat face.
She does, but she looked like kind of biker chick that day. I was digging it.
You trying to say she's a lesbian?
No, biker chick, like rough, like, you know.
Like a lesbian?
No. Biker chicks aren't just
not lesbians. That there's anything wrong with lesbians.
Thank you. But that's what I'm just saying. She looked, I thought, attractive. I don't know. I'm buying it. She told Richie she slept with JR and then yells at Richie when he asks more questions about it.
Richie's a little perv.
No, but that don't make
detail.
No, but that don't make no sense. She tells him that she slept with JR. He gets pissed. And then, oh, my God. She did not.
He wanted to know.
He never slept with her.
Who? Richie hasn't slept with her?
I don't think so.
Really?
I don't think so. Am I wrong, people? Did they sleep together?
Well, for somebody who never slept with her, she must. What does she have on him that he's all like.
A magic vagina.
Because. Why would
a golden vagina.
Why would you go through all this trouble if you have not even slept with her?
You gotta think about it. Babe must have a golden vagina because men kill to be with her.
Well, Josh got over it. Thank God.
Can you imagine Josh with this Amanda Baker? Zero, zip, zilch, nada.
Where is Josh?
Actually, you know what? Can you even imagine Josh? I can't imagine Josh. I don't remember him.
You don't remember Josh?
I don't remember
Josh.
What he looks like.
Why wasn't he at the birthday party? That's his niece.
Oh, yeah.
Or his cousin.
Oh, we had some. Just two more things. I forgot to mention at the part. She leaves Richie, and he's all pissed, and you know he's gonna get his revenge. So, whatever, something's gonna happen. But Adam and JR go to Baby Jenny's party.
Yes.
And JR sees Babe, and JR, you know, and they have to have this whole discussion about whether to let Adam in. Now, meanwhile, Adam saved their asses while the killer was out looking for Jesse, and they're being so mean to him. I couldn't take it. But Adam brings it. No, I couldn't.
There's a reason.
It was two-faced. He had just finished letting them live and all of them live in his house and be protected.
Okay, and may I remind you that he left?
I'm Puerto Rican. We got, you know, there's things that you do. You know what I'm saying?
And a year
we got
ago.
Scruples. You know what I'm saying?
And a year ago this day, he left Baby Jenny almost to die, so don't even give me that.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, you keep down.
That's right. When Kobe took the baby out of Crystal's for JJ. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, so
she went.
They have a little bit of reason. At least Tad did. Because it was only Tad.
Well, he gave the blanket to her.
Yeah, you love
Charlotte.
That scene.
I love that. Didn't you?
No, it was a beautiful scene.
Beautiful scene.
But before we go, there was one more beautiful scene at that party.
Go ahead, tell me.
Ruth Martin showed up.
Oh, shit.
And I gotta tell you,
because Robert Gardner showed up.
Oh, and let me tell you, they're so stupid. because it was one scene, but it was one beautiful scene.
Beautiful.
The look on her face when she saw Robert Gardner. Even Dr. Joe, who had no lines, was acting his little butt off. Mm-hmm. Protective of his wife. I'm loving the, when they only give them like 2 seconds of airtime. I loved, there was some scene with him talking to Angie mm-hmm. about Robert Gardner and like, you know, and it was such a well-written scene. I want to see more of the Martins.
I agree.
I mean, it was just beautiful.
It was great.
And we saw Ruth. I was like, oh my God. And man, and she ain't no Mary Fickett, you know, because Mary Fickett was the original Ruth.
I love Mary Fickett.
Like Francesca James said when she recasted the role, the show needs Ruth Martin. That's why she recasted and put Lee Merriweather in the role. And I'd rather have a Ruth
we
Martin
don't get
than
her
no
enough.
Ruth Martin.
We don't get her enough.
And she and for somebody
that was the most she ever had to do too, I think, on the show. Yeah, like that was the most meat she ever had.
Yeah, it was. Because you know what? Because for somebody who did not play the role when the character was raped, I believed her.
Yeah.
I believed her. And you know what? And she brought out the best in Michael. Michael Knight has been so
pretty. I loved how he defended her. Oh. She was like, well, I can't hold Ray Gardner's sins against Mr. Robert Gardner. I can't do that. Tad's like, yeah, you can. Why not?
I do. And I loved when he grabbed the cake and put it on a napkin and said, well, we don't want to hold you up.
Yeah.
That was classic. Was really let me tell you something. If for nothing else, I know you're not feeling Robert Gardner, but you got to admit, this is giving Michael Knight some meaty stuff.
Yeah, because he doesn't like the idea either. I think he thinks it's stupid too. So
no,
he's
I don't
like,
think he thinks it's stupid. I think he's playing the hell out of it, and I love it.
The guy's too twirly mustache for me.
I love it. I love it. Because you know what? It just shows we don't need you guys to look beautiful or thin or something. We just want people that we care about and we love. And Michael Knight is a fabulous actor. And well,
we care about you all, and we love you all. Thank you for listening to our show. We have talked an awful lot today, but because we love you guys and we love talking about the show.
Oh, we love talking about the show.
So, if you want to write us and tell us to shut up, you can, tell us whatever you want to tell us. You can write us at pvp@pinevalleypodcast.com, or you can go to our MySpace page, www.myspace.com/pinevalleypodcast, or you can go to our website with links to it all, www.pinevalleypodcast.com. I am your host, Ashley Mendoza.
And I'm your co-host, Jordan Hudson.
And here's a little something just for you.
Hey, I told you how beautiful Jenny was, right? Huh? Well, everybody thought she was. Well, she was a model. Her father, oh man. Oh,
I hear my name being mentioned. And if it's in vain, I'm going to throw you right out.
Yeah, well, the kid deserves to know what gene pool she's from.
Oh, Lord, I knew I should have kept you in the basement.
I got one word for you, Jenny Jr.
Machismo.
How do I look, sis?
You'll pass. But I wouldn't want to dance too close.
Is something missing?
Machismo. Without it, you're just another guy. With it, you're a man.